In a brief speech at the airport, Li Keqiang sent sincere greetings and wishes from the central government to Macau compatriots.
This is the first time that I've come to Macau and see Macau compatriots here. I'm happy to see the smiling faces of the children at the airport, from which I can look into the city's bright future. By taking advantage of this opportunity, I'd like to extend the sincere greetings and best wishes from the central government to Macau citizens.
As part of the speech, he also recalled attending the inauguration ceremony of the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge in Zhuhai, Guangdong Province. About 6 years ago, when he had looked at Macau from afar on the Lotus Flower Bridge in Zhuhai.
Today, I myself step on the treasure soil of the lotus flower of the motherland, also a land that has seen the successful practice of the One Country, Two Systems principle. This time, I hope to see Macau's development, folk customs, and daily life.
Macau was nicknamed the Land of Lotus in honor of its floral emblem. The Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge is currently the world's longest cross-sea bridge. The major construction work on the 55-kilometer cross-sea route has been completed. The bridge will cut travel time from Hong Kong to both Zhuhai and Macau from the current 3 hours by road and 1 hour by sea to a half-hour drive. High on his agenda in Macau will be the opening of the 5th Ministerial Conference of the Forum for Economic and Trade Cooperation between China and Portuguese-speaking countries. Li Keqiang will attend and deliver a keynote speech on the occasion. The premier said he just wants the whole world to know the great importance the Chinese central government attaches to the special administrative region.
I just want to show the world and people from all walks of life in Macau that the central government supports the city as a tourism and leisure center and as a hub of commercial cooperation between China and Portuguese-speaking countries.
During his time there, the premier will also meet other Macau officials and hold bilateral talks with leaders attending the forum. A set of policies and measures to help Macau speed up its economic development and maintain long-term prosperity and stability is expected to be announced during Li Keqiang's visit. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.